All right, it's John Gibson. It is Labor Day, September 2nd. So this is a combination morning digestion and premium podcast. It's going to be posted as a morning digestion. It's the only one I'm going to do today. Let's put it that way. So I got some sound bites. I got some bitch box calls. I got some music. I got some crazy people. And some interesting stories. Of course, the story of the day, obviously, is the hurricane. It just smashed that crap out of the Bahamas and it's headed for Florida, where my brother-in-law has finally put up his shutters and is waiting it out. And then my what do you call him? Somebody who is the other mother-in-law. My daughter-in-law's mother, let's put it that way, is just south of Myrtle Beach, and she's got a full-on evacuation order. So it's going to be ugly. And then Susan and I are going up to New York, New Jersey next weekend, and it looks like it'll be arriving there. You know, I guess it'll just be rain. I'm not sure, but it's going to be there. Okay, so the news, Trump, the squawk over Trump tweeting a classified picture of an Iranian launch site. You know, there's a lot of people making noise about that. How dare he? And it looks like he was getting a briefing and took a picture with his camera and then tweeted it out. And it's a classified picture. And oh my God, that's in Axios. New York Post, his fight with Will and Grace. I don't even know that guy's name, but these two, him and Deborah, his name is Eric something, and Deborah Messing, they wanted the names of the people who are going to attend the Trump fundraiser in Beverly Hills because they want to, shun them. I mean, I think these two are shunned. So let's say they get the names of people who are going to attend this fundraiser, and then what? I mean, they're going to shun them, but I don't know. This show's over, isn't it? Anyway, it's yet another, we've got to chase down Trump supporters wherever they are and just pound them into a mud hole. Washington Post, this is a story about Trump's summer. You know, they go over all the stuff that happened in the summer, his fight with the squad and the G7 and the rest of it. And aides and himself see it as a winter summer, not winter, a winter summer. Other people, not so much. Wall Street Journal, his infrastructure plan is stalling and because the costs keep going up. China, new tariffs kick in today. That's in the Wall Street Journal. And in the Wall Street Journal, Hong Kong protests could have subsided when schools started, because these protesters are basically young people, students. But in fact, it's not subsiding. Global war on terror, Afghanistan, stay or go, New York Times. We're kind of doing both. We're staying and going. Britt Hume tweeted, I saw, dealing with the Taliban is there's another name for that. It's called losing. Okay, politics. Joe Biden, there's an interesting piece in the New York Times by Mark Leibovich. He wrote that book, This Town, about Washington. He's a good writer, and, people talk to him, so he's interesting reading. And he asked the question, does Biden really want to be doing this? I mean, it really is an interesting question, because he goes over, Biden's rationale for running for president, and all it is I'm here to save you from Trump. And, whereas Bernie and Elizabeth Warren have, definite reasons. I mean, you may, whatever you think of them, Elizabeth Warren, they thinks that there's a corrupt financial system that's hurting middle class people. Bernie Sanders has been after socialist goals for years, and so what's Biden's reason? When he's asked, all he can come up with is, well, somebody's got to stop Trump, and I'm the guy, which is just frankly kind of weird. that's his only reason for doing this. And, you know, Donna Brazil on Fox, on Fox News Sunday, which I guess infuriates Trump, kind of put it in one quick soundbite.
And Joe Biden, we know that he will at times misspeak, but the bottom line is there's no alternative right now.
There's no alternative. Politico is doing a piece called Why Black Voters Are Backing Two Old White Guys. The two would be Biden and Bernie Sanders. In the Washington Post, everybody else running for the Democratic nominee has to figure out how to bump Biden. And so far, nothing has worked. Isn't that interesting? Wall Street Journal, Democrats decide to work on the labor vote because it's been gravitating to Trump. I got to stop that. Yeah, and here's an interesting piece. You know, this Democratic offensive against Mitch, I mean, you just, you know, Moscow Mitch and all this stuff. He stands in the way of everything. It's almost like these people don't remember Harry Reid, who did exactly the same thing. Okay, there's a couple of really nasty stories. I mean, obviously, the shooting in Odessa and Midland, 7 dead, 22 wounded. I mean, this guy, I've seen his name. I kind of agree with the police chief. I don't want to say his name, but his circumstance was that he was batshit crazy. He'd sit on the roof of his house and shoot animals. He had no electricity in his apartment. He'd cut off. In the wintertime, he'd sleep in his car with the engine running so he had heat. Neighbors had called the police on him, and police didn't respond. He got fired from his job as a truck driver, and he was, you know, pulled over by the cops on a, you know, turn signal violation and opened fire on the cops and then drove around shooting people from his car, from his truck. Well, he actually shot a postal service worker and then hijacked her vehicle. Well, okay, so first of all, you know, this is, then now it's big argument. Is this a mental health thing or is this a gun thing? And of course, the left really thinks it's a gun thing. And maybe even Trump thinks it's a gun thing now. There may be some gun regulations that might not have been contemplated a few weeks ago. Beto O'Rourke is still trying to, you know, make an impression on voters. And he went on CNN and said,
no other country comes close. So, yes, this is fucked up. And if we don't call it out for what it is.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Right there on CNN. I mean, they had just run a bite of him telling a crowd this, in which they beeped out the fucked up, and then they went to interview with him, and he sat there and said it again. Okay, Suzanne Del Percio, Susan Del Percio is a nominally a Republican, but sits on Democratic panels on MSNBC, and she said, you know, this gun thing has gotten so bad, it's time to go after individual NRA supporters and members, starting with the board.
I think at this point, it's up to the advocates on gun safety to really start playing tough, dirty pool with the NRA and start going after their board members. We've seen it in boycotts on advertising. I think it's meant to hold every single member of that board accountable in their hometowns and go after them and their business.
They chase them down like running dogs. And that probably is going to happen because that's the MO of the left these days, you know, chase down the Trump supporters, chase down the NRA supporters. A really terrible story out in off the coast of Ventura County, which is just north of Los Angeles County, and before you hit Santa Barbara County. Now, I worked there a number of years in Santa Barbara, and there's some islands out there called Channel Islands, and there's several of them. A couple of them are pretty big and a couple of them are pretty small, but they're kind of a place where scuba divers like to go and dive for urchins and other things. Well, a 75-foot dive boat caught fire, and 34 people were trapped below decks and were killed.
It's a 75-foot commercial dive vessel that reportedly had 39 people on board. The five crew members were able to disembark the vessel because they were up forward in the main cabin. The 34 passengers were below decks, and the report that we got was that they were trapped by the fire.
Just awful. 34 dead. And there's video of this boat fire. I mean, the Coast Guard guy you just heard said that a couple times they put out the fire and it would flash up again. So it was really bad. Let me go back to the listen links. Labor Day. You know that famous picture of those steel workers sitting on a beam on the RCA building as it was going up in the 30s? Washington Post has a story about it. It was staged. Still, they were sitting there eating their lunch and smoking cigarettes. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, vaping turns out to be as bad as smoking, maybe worse than the New York Times. I was always suspicious of vaping. I mean, I smoked for a long time and I quit, but looked at me like, what? What is this stuff you're supposedly vaping, inhaling? How's that better than cigarette smoke? Anyway, San Francisco Gate. About Burning Man. Burning Man's a big deal out there. And the Black Rock Desert is a gorgeous place. Susan and I were out there, you know, taking pictures of the wild horses many years ago. Well, it's turned into this scene, and it just is. It's just awful. And it's just for posers. I mean, as people come with their, it's one big giant Instagram exercise. They come in their special outfits and they, you know, pose for a picture and they sit around in the desert and they do a lot of drugs. I don't know. Fox News story, AOC mocks a straight pride parade in Boston. So, I don't know, straight pride parades are popping up here and there. One in Boston. She mocked him because there were no women in the straight pride parade. It was only men. Said men were struggling with their masculinity, she said. Okay, so I did get some bitch box calls, which I think I ought to play because, you know, otherwise they'd go away. It's kind of a grab bag deal. You call 859-544-2766. There's a call there, and I just sort of run it and see what's going on.
Hey, John, Mike Borey. On the Beat It song, just a little trivia here for you. That's Eddie Van Halen with the guitar solo. And maybe when it's Eddie's birthday, you can play that song. Tease people about whose birthday it is. Have a good day, John. Hey, show's been really good the last 2 days. Maybe we could bump that up to 550.
Yeah, Mike complained that I hadn't run his call, so I went back and found it. Yeah, I don't know. I think $5 is coming down the road here. Let's see. What else have I got? Let's try this one.
Hey, John, it's Jim in Jacksonville, Florida, getting ready for the hurricane. Hey, had just a idea. What if Trump, instead of going and attending any sort of debates against whoever his opponent's going to be in 2020, what if he just doesn't show up and goes and does rallies in some of those key states? I don't know. Just putting it out there. What if?
Yeah, you know, he might, although I think that he's going to be very anxious to be on stage with whoever his opponent is. I think he couldn't keep him away with a team of horses. He's, you know, he's going to get on stage and mock him and walk around behind him. And, you know, I think he wants to do it. Oh, and Khalil called, and this is, it's always an adventure.
Yo, John, it's me. Yo, man, I'm looking at your boy here, man. Obama, what happened with all this, you know, let's take money from the rich and give it to the poor, Robin Hood shit, because he was all about that. Now, this joker done went out here and bought two houses, a beachfront property, 29 acres. He's got 29 of my 40 acres. I want that. You know what I'm saying? I want that, man. I'm looking at it like this. Yo, he can buy all this property and all this, you know, all out here in the front of the beach, front property and stuff like that. He need to go ahead and get Michael the rest of that operation. Go ahead and splurge for that. And then he should be straight. But anyway, and your girl, oh my God. What's up with your girl, Ilhan Omar? Or should I say Ilhan Omar? I thought she hated white people. Seems like she's trying to get her American, she's trying to get her star on the board, on the Hall of Fame in Congress, isn't she? She's going right through D.C. Ain't nobody going to mess with her. You got to not who you know, but who you know. And it seems like she know them all. Yo, I tell you, it's kind of funny. Your girl, AOC, yeah, she need to get with Ilhan. You don't see Ilhan Omar having no problems going to sleep at night. Yeah. I guess she figured she's never going to have to go to, she'll never go to heaven because she'll never be one of the 72 virgins anybody gets. So AOC, get with Omar. Let us show you how to relax yourself. How to relax. Introduce you to somebody. I don't know, man. I'll holler at you later.
Okay. Khalil. Well, AOC has a boyfriend. So she's, I'm sure she knows how to relax. It's birthday time. And this was unusual. This is the morning digestion, which is free. I'm not going to do a premium podcast today because it's Labor Day. I'm going to take the rest of the day off to labor, mostly mowing. I'm going to get on the mower and go mow, 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 and then some mo-mo. I am going to play a birthday song. And by the way, Mike Boring brought up Eddie Van Halen playing on Michael Jackson's Beat It. That's interesting. You know, Quincy Jones produced that, and I just, you know, it's just, there's so many great songs that Quincy Jones has produced. I was listening to Leslie Gore. Maybe I Know He's Been Cheating. You know, the other day, that's a Quincy Jones production from way back. Ellie Greenwich and Jeff Barry wrote that song. And, whoo, that is, the production on that thing is just outstanding. It's Quincy Jones. Anyway, I'll play it for you some other time. But birthday time, the birthday guy is Bobby Purify. Remember James and Bobby Purify, born on this day? Robert Lee Dickey is his name. James and Bobby Purify. Bobby was born 1939. He died in 2011. Too bad. But they had a great, great hit song called I'm Your Puppet. So here's I'm Your Puppet, and have a great end of your Labor Day weekend and end of the summer. And I'll see you tomorrow on the Morning Digestion and the podcast. Have a good Labor Day.